Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Fall of Fayed Lies. Greed and Scandal is an investigative biography by Tom Bauer about Mohammed Al-Fayed, the Egyptian-born businessman who owned Harrods and became one of the most controversial figures in modern British public life. Originally published in 1998 and later updated, the book examines Fayed not as a simple rags-to-riches success story, but as a complex figure shaped by power struggles, reputation management, political influence, and persistent scandal. Bauer is known for unauthorized biographies built from intensive reporting, and this book follows that approach with a focus on Fayed's business dealings, public image, and private conduct. The result is a portrait of wealth and influence under scrutiny, especially in light of later accusations that renewed interest in his life. The book belongs to the genre of serious biography and journalistic exposé, aiming to explain how Fayed operated, how he was perceived, and why his career became such a source of controversy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a forensic biography of Mohammed Al-Fayed rather than a celebratory portrait. The central method of the book is investigative biography. Instead of presenting Mohammed Al-Fayed as a self-made tycoon in a flattering way, Tom Bauer reconstructs his life through reporting, documented disputes, and the testimony of those around him. That matters because the book is designed to test public myths against evidence. Fayed's identity as the owner of Harrods and a highly visible public figure gave him symbolic power. But Bauer treats that power as something that must be examined rather than admired. The book therefore works on two levels. It tells the story of a major businessman, and it also exposes the machinery of image making that allowed him to move through elite British circles. Readers get a biography that is less concerned with inspiration than with accountability, showing how ambition, money, and self-promotion can obscure harder truths about a subject. Secondly, business success intertwined with manipulation, rivalry, and reputation control. A major theme is the way Fayed's business life cannot be separated from conflict. The book focuses on his commercial rise, his acquisition of status, and the controversies that followed him, suggesting that his career was built as much through confrontation and strategic influence as through ordinary enterprise. Bauer pays close attention to the business networks and rivalries surrounding Fayed, which helps explain why his story is difficult to track. This is not just a tale of company ownership. It is a study of how a powerful businessman manages enemies, creates alliances, and attempts to dominate narratives about himself. The practical value of this angle is that it reveals how reputational control can become part of business strategy. In Fayed's case, the book suggests that public relations, legal pressure, and political access were all intertwined with commercial ambition, making his empire as political as it was financial. Thirdly, political connections and the cash for questions atmosphere of British public life. The book also places Fayed within the wider world of British politics, especially the atmosphere of scandal and influence that surrounded the cash for questions era. Fayed was not merely a businessman operating in isolation. He was a figure who interacted with politicians, journalists, and public institutions, often in ways that blurred the line between private leverage and public power. Bauer uses this setting to show how wealth can create access, and how that access can become controversial when motives are unclear. The biography is therefore useful as a case study in the politics of influence. It suggests that Fayed understood that proximity to power was itself a form of power, whether through political contacts, media attention, or disputes that drew public institutions into his orbit. This broader context gives the book more than personal biography. It becomes an account of how late 20th century British public life could be shaped by rich and aggressive outsiders. Fourthly, the contrast between public glamour and private allegation. Another important dimension is the gap between Fayed's public image and the darker allegations that later came to dominate discussion of his legacy. The updated edition reflects renewed attention to accusations of sexual misconduct, which changes the frame of the biography without replacing its earlier investigative core. Bauer's work is therefore not just about datstas or scandal in the abstract. It is about how a powerful man can cultivate admiration while serious claims remain under the surface. That contrast is important because it explains why the book has continuing relevance. Readers are asked to think about how institutions, elites, and the media can be slow to confront damaging behavior when the subject is wealthy and well-connected. The book does not function as a legal judgment, but it does show how biography can reveal patterns of conduct that are often hidden by prestige, wealth, and long-running public fascination. Lastly, a demanding but revealing portrait of power, excess, and contested truth. The final strength of the book is its willingness to remain complicated. Reviews suggest that it is dense, detail-heavy, and at times difficult to follow because of the number of figures involved. Yet that same density is part of its value. Fayed's life touched business, politics, media, and family drama, so a simplified account would miss the scale of the story. Bauer's method is to accumulate detail until a pattern emerges. Wealth enables influence, influence attracts controversy, and controversy invites further scrutiny. The book also highlights the challenge of writing about a subject who has left behind conflicting accounts and deliberate self-mythology. That makes the biography intellectually useful, even for readers who are not specialists, because it demonstrates how evidence, interpretation, and suspicion interact in investigative writing. Rather than offering a neat verdict, the book leaves readers with a more realistic sense of how power operates when facts are entangled with image and dispute. In conclusion, this book will appeal most to readers interested in investigative biography, British political scandal, business power, and the public lives of controversial tycoons. It is especially suitable for readers who want more than a conventional life story and are willing to engage with a heavily reported, sometimes demanding account of a figure whose career touched commerce, politics, media, and later accusations of serious misconduct. The main benefit of reading it is not entertainment alone, but a clearer understanding of how influence is built, defended, and challenged in public life. It also offers a useful example of how biography can function as journalism, using research and reconstruction to question the official image of a powerful subject. What distinguishes it from many similar books is Tom Bauer's uncompromising style and his focus on the mechanisms behind reputation, rather than on personal achievement alone. The result is a biography that is as much about systems of power and concealment as it is about Muhammad Al-Fayed himself. If you would like to support Tom Bauer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.